This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. This is a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and our community. Now, the Arts Alliance is the local arts agency serving and advocating for the arts and creative industries. They're our partner for Creative Impact, and Deb Pollack is its president and CEO and serves as co-host. And Deb is joining us by phone today because she's on grandma duty. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on Baca duty. That's grandma in Croatian. So hi, David. It was great seeing you last week at WEMU State of the Station event.
That was a fantastic event, and we're so glad that so many were able to attend and get an update on how well WEMU is doing because of the support of its listeners and the greater community.
Yeah, I had a lot of great conversations about creative impact. And, you know, the theme that I heard over and over again was how impressed people were about all the different arts and creative people, jobs, and businesses here in Washtenaw County that creative impact tells.
Yeah, it can kind of fly under the radar at times. And I think that by having you as our partner, we get to expose the community to more and more of that and really start to dive into the difference it makes in our quality of life through those creative people, industries, or organizations.
Well, we do keep digging deeper into it. And you may remember earlier this year I talked about the Arts Alliance's 2020 projects, and our Creative Washtenaw Counts project continues to be underway. And that's something that we're very, very interested in doing and sharing.
Now, this is your comprehensive census of the creative sector that's intended to paint as true a picture as possible, right?
Yeah, and so we just finished the data collection for our nonprofit arts and cultural sector. So if you can keep a secret, we haven't even written the report yet, but I can give you a few of the highlights before we write and publish the finding, but you've got to keep it secret.
Well, I can trust our WEMU listeners, all of those who are listening. We can keep our secret today.
Right. So first of all, we pulled this information together from public data. All nonprofits must file tax forms, just like us mortals do.
Mortals.
And, yeah, exactly. It is that day. I think we have to get all of our forms in today. So grocery receipts and organizational assets determine which of the three 990 forms were required to file. So we call them the 990s. And the simplest is the 990N, which is basically a postcard for organizations that have revenues of less than $50,000.
And that is most of the organizations in the county, right?
Well, there's actually the of the 205 that we collected, about 113 or 60% of those do file that 990 end. And then the rest of us have to file the larger ones, the EZ or the regular forms.
And so do university and government arts and cultural organizations have to file those forms too?
Not unless they're separate 501c3s. So WEMU or the University of Michigan Museum of Art, for example, don't file separate 990s. They're included in their respective university filings. So our report do not include those organizations either.
So who exactly is included?
So those would be the arts and creative, cultural, and historic and preservation organizations in Washtenaw County. So those separate independent nonprofit organizations.
And you mentioned 205 there are of them.
205.
Right. I'm looking at the
list,
and there are the expected theater, dance, music presenting, and choir organizations. I wouldn't have thought about cultural heritage organizations myself, but almost every community in the county has one.
Right, right.
I am surprised at the number of friends of organizations for school band, orchestra, choir, and theater programs, and the gross revenues for those programs.
Yeah, some of them are pretty impressive. And it seems to be that a real indication of how important arts and creative education is to our parents and students, something that oftentimes are not part of the education programs.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking by phone today with my co-host Deb Pollack. Deb has her numbers hat on today as she gives us a secret and sneak peek at the data from the upcoming Creative Washtenaw Counts nonprofit report. Now, what about the longevity and sustainability of these arts and cultural nonprofits? I know from our work with the arts and other nonprofit sectors that you are always compared to so-called real businesses.
Right.
And that your viability as such is questioned.
Right. So the oldest is a cultural organization founded in 1842, believe it or not. And that's the Oriental, the American Oriental Society. And culture is very much part of that, and the Oriental Society's culture. UMS comes in second at 140 years old. Hmm. And the youngest are 3 years old. That would be Encore Musical Theater, the French and American, the French American Cultural Exchange, and then Viva Voce Youth Choir. Those are all 3 years old. And the average age is what is also impressive, 32 years old. A number of those organizations were founded in 1988.
And they've managed to survive all these years, and not only survive, but thrive. And that would include things like the Ypsilanti Choral Association and Ann Arbor Youth Choral. I wonder how those statistics match up with business startups in other sectors.
Well, we don't quite have those comparisons yet, but we do intend to include those stats in our report.
So let's turn to gross revenues. Only 94 of the 205 had to report revenues and expenses. There was $68 million in gross revenues, $63.5 million in expenses, most of which is probably spent right here in Washtenaw County,
right,
contributing to the health of the economy, $4 to $5 million in net revenue, right?
Right. And $36.4 million in total compensation. Now, those are raw numbers. Those are not economic extrapolated dollars. Those are raw numbers, $36.4 million in total compensation, almost all of it paying people in Washtenaw County.
So, obviously, it's creating jobs. It is creating business employment opportunities. It is contributing to the cultural well-being of the area. So we've spent a lot of time diving into statistics today. Let's move beyond that and for a moment talk a little bit about the impact. That is the second part of our show, Creative Impact. When we see that kind of revenue generated and then redistributed throughout the community, what is the impact in your estimation?
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, you know, I think what the comparisons that we're going to come up with are going to be interesting. I was sharing a few of these numbers recently with somebody, and first of all, the 205 and the number of organizations, the first comment that came back was, wow, are there too many? And I thought to myself, and this is somebody who works in the economic sector, and I thought, would you be asking that question if we were talking about restaurants or service industry companies or tech companies and the dollars that we're bringing towards this community? And it's just curious to me and why we would ask that question about any other sector. Are there too many? Because as we speak frequently in our community on a state level and on a national level, the question about how many jobs we have and how many businesses we have and if there are too many never seems to come up in any other sector.
So as we examine and explore the numbers, what does it say about our community that it can support 205 such organizations, that 32 have been around since 1988 or longer? What does it say about our community and its commitment to the arts and creative industries?
Well, it says that our people are extremely generous. We've talked about that before, because these organizations are, in fact, supported by people. We don't have the government funding. We've spoke about that many, many times, which is also a phenomenon. I pulled a report about Washtenaw County and jobs report, the economic report that is done by the University of Michigan in partnership with Spark, and looking at the economic forecast and the jobs that are predicted and going forward. And this is the 2018 report. And, you know, this sector is never reported upon, but it's a growing industry, and the infrastructure and the investments in this sector is not one that's ever reported upon. And so it's curious, and it's part of the work that we do as advocates in this area. So at some point, we hope that this will be included, because these are generally good jobs. The report that we'll eventually publish will talk about that and what the average pay scales are and so on and so forth. But it does require investment. Every single other sector has investment by government and other forces that help these jobs and businesses thrive.
So when will the Creative Washtenaw Counts project become available to the public? When will the finalized report be issued?
It'll be out sometime this year. It will somewhat depend on my data crunchers and my writers. I've just really did a deep dive over the weekend and looked at the numbers, and I'm just kind of really impressed. So it's been kind of fun, and my eyes are a little bloodshot.
And you're
looking at it all.
Yeah, well, you had to dive into your nerdy, wonky kind of side of your personality, right?
You know, I actually love numbers. When everything's get a little chaotic, I'm always looking at numbers because I always have to work out. You know, that I love math for that reason. But I think people will be pretty impressed, and we'll start, doling out this information as time goes on. But, you know, I really have to congratulate our sector. These people, this job, we don't threaten to leave these communities if we don't get a tax increase. We're here. We've been here. 32 years on an average is pretty impressive.
It is indeed. Deb Pollack, thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again next week. I'm David Fair, and this is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.